Hello, and welcome to all of our listeners who are joining us for the ICIS America's podcast. I'm your host, Anna Mathern, and today I'm chatting with Zachary Moore, our Senior Editor Manager and Polyethylene Expert. Thanks for joining me today, Zachary.
Thanks for having me, Anna.
It's been about a month since we last discussed the PE market and what's to come, and supply seemed like a good place to start. So can you give us an update on the current supply situation, especially since we are seeing different grades at varying availability levels?
Yeah, and we're still seeing that to be the case. We're still dealing, believe it or not, with the after effects of the winter storm all this time later, because it caused a lot of loss in polyethylene production, ethylene production, as well as catalysts and additives. And some of that has come back faster than others. And given the state of demand, there's still an urge to try to build inventories. So we are seeing a lot of the grades are still very tight, especially high density blow molding, high density injection, low density polyethylene, and linear low densities with the hexene co-monomer are all staying tight. And meanwhile, linear low butene grades and high density film grades are seeing a little bit easing in availability.
Yeah, not something you want going into hurricane season that just started either.
That's very true.
And on demand, what's the current state of domestic demand? Is consumption remaining elevated relative to pre-COVID norms?
Yeah, domestic demand has continued to remain strong. There's, when the whole pandemic hit and we had more people eating at home and more people buying stuff online, we did see a big surge in demand for PE packaging products. Some of that has eased a bit, but we do expect going forward it's, there's all kinds of debates we could get into in terms of how rapidly there's a restoration of quote unquote normal life. But we do think a lot of those trends will be sticky going forward. People were buying more stuff online anyway, even before the pandemic. So we are continuing to see pretty good growth rates for high density and linear low density in the domestic market. Low density has slowed down a bit. And from what we can tell, that's mostly because in a lot of film applications, people are using more linear low rather than low density.
Yeah, I think sticky is a good term to use there for our buying patterns and habits that we've developed over the past year. Mm-hmm. Now, what about demand for exports?
So we have seen a bit of a drop off in exports. Some of this is a result of the producers making allocation decisions. Obviously, they haven't been able to produce as much as they would like over the past several months. So they have prioritized their domestic sales rather than their export sales. So they've cut back export allocations rather than shorting their domestic customers, which is what they usually do in those kinds of situations. There's also the fact that if we look, compare prices across the regions, US and Europe are priced considerably higher than a lot of the rest of the world compared to, say, South America or Asia in particular. Prices are significantly lower than they are here. So that's resulted in terms of the spot export business, with a lot of these arbitrage windows being closed off. So there's also a little bit of an inability to do business in some of those markets just because of the relatively high cost of U.S. product relative to an Asian or Middle Eastern offer.
Right. Now, moving to upstream, any update on feedstocks you could give us?
Well, we are seeing feedstocks become more available generally. The spot ethylene market has been coming off significantly. Ethylene was very short for, first, 2-3 months right after the winter storm, but it's been getting a lot better over the past couple of weeks. So we have seen spot prices recently drop below 30 cents a pound for ethylene, which reflects the fact that there's just more of the product available. And of course, that should translate into higher run rates for polyethylene plants. Ethane availability, meanwhile, has stayed pretty stable throughout this entire situation. And spot prices for ethane have remained pretty flat as well overall. And given that most polyethylene producers are integrated back fully into ethylene, that ethane price is really what determines their production costs. So production costs have stayed relatively low, and the tight supply and good demand have been sending prices higher. So margins are in a very healthy position right now.
Right. Well, thank you, Zachary, for joining me on this podcast. As always, great info. I know you'll keep our readers updated on polyethylene through our new site at icis.com. And thanks to all of our listeners for tuning in. If you aren't already listening to our podcast on Spotify, do yourself a favor. Search ICIS Chemical Update, give our podcast a follow, and stay ahead of the game by getting alerts whenever we post. Stay safe out there.